Ever Closer, Episode 90, Reflection for Week 15. We are created by God in His image and to bear His likeness. He has given us a three-part nature of body, spirit, and soul, which is our mind, will, emotions, and personality. When our physical body dies, our soul and spirit still exist, but they cannot be united with God unless they are restored from their fallen, self-centered state. By living a righteous life, dying on our behalf, and rising to life again, Jesus conquered sin and death and its terminal grip on us. He is the resurrection and the life that we so desperately need to bridge the chasm that separates us from a holy God. Jesus restores anyone who trusts Him as their Savior. They can live with God forever, as God originally intended, even when their physical body dies. Our scripture focus this week is another unique declaration from Jesus in John 11:25-26. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will still live, even if he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. No other religion can answer our heartfelt need for true life, now and throughout eternity. Other religions are people's vain attempt to reach God or some state of bliss through personal discipline and striving. But no one has been successful to save themselves. Only Jesus Christ offers life after death, as proven by His empty tomb and multiple eyewitness accounts. Christianity is God reaching down to us through Jesus and lovingly lifting us to abundant life with Him by grace. 2. Lift up your eyes reminds us that in both bad and good times, we can look to Jesus, who saves and sets free fully and forever. What testimony of Jesus' saving work in your life could lift someone else's eyes to Him during their difficult season? 3. The song Bridge the Gap encourages developing the skill of asking questions and connecting deeply with people through meaningful conversation. What specific questions have helped you engage others in spiritual conversations that go beyond surface-level interactions?